Hands of Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone's. Oh, this is why we can't do a live stream of the show.
Man.
We're good talking stuff. About bringing somebody, you know, bringing some equipment in here so people can watch the show during the commercial breaks and stuff.
There would be zero reason for anybody to want to see that.
No.
Plus, Lloyd doesn't have clothes on most of the time. Lloyd, that means you'd have to put on some pants.
Are you ready for that?
I'm fine. If I'm back here porky pigging it, I'm good.
You just have
your
shirt on.
Back here anyways.
Yeah, no, if we do the camera thing, you're darn tootin', we're going to put you on the camera. And then...
Oh, yeah. In fact, it'll be on you most of the time.
It'll pan to Scotty darn and tootin'. I. One every, like, 20 minutes once for, like, a five-second set, and then back
Gee,
to
Norm.
If people wanted to see in studio, they just want to see what, you know, what dials and editing and...
No. They don't want to see
Yeah, they
that.
Do. They want to see all the different measurements of the board and...
They want to see what you're Googling. That's yeah. That type of thing.
They would?
No.
Okay.
That is of no interest to anybody.
I got to stop reading these reviews. This is as much fun as I've had on Rotten Tomatoes ever.
And still, none of them good.
Have you found a good one?
Hold on a second. I'm sure I can find something here.
There's no chance. In the meantime,
I mean, I got to imagine like LeBron and, you know, Maverick Carter or whatever, one of his buddies is going to give some reviewer like, hey, look, I'm going to give you $50,000, but you got to write a good review.
Well, obviously, they didn't get to any of these people.
No, they did not. You know, LeBron's rich, but he doesn't have that much money, apparently.
You got to pay for a good review if you have to.
Let's see. Okay, let's see. It is a fun family movie that works well to reestablish the Looney Tunes and the shows what LeBron's future may be when his playing time is done.
Is that from the blind review?
IDOBI.com. This one from the... Oh, okay, here we go. You knew this one was going to be good. The Akron Beacon Journal, the home of LeBron James, George Thomas. This film isn't going to win any awards, but it certainly offers entertaining moments that perfect. Adults will be able to enjoy with their children.
Stop it, George. Stop it. You can't even say that with a straight face.
This one is in the good category, but I don't know if it's good. He goes, it's really not nearly as bad as so many people seem to think. Oh, but it's not really good either. But it's fun? Question mark?
Hey, what is considered the biggest flop in cinema history? Is it Jiggly?
Jiggly?
Jiggly.
No, it's Jiggly.
No, it's Jiggly.
What was that one that...
No. Jiggly.
No. What was the Jiggly. One with Kevin Costner?
Honey?
Cost like...
Oh, The Postmaster.
No, it was Waterworld.
Yeah. The Postman was terrible. Waterworld was horrible. And that place where we went to for the Pac-12 Media Days built an entire ride around Waterworld.
Did they really?
Not a ride, but it's a whole show. It was the dumbest show I've... It was the biggest waste of 40 minutes in a big amusement park that I've ever... And remember, I did wait in line for 3 hours for the Harry Potter ride.
Yeah, for the... Yeah.
Yeah, but you still can't shut up about that.
Well, it's a great ride, man. It's the best ride I've been on ever in my life. And I don't even know... What the heck is going on here? I don't even know.
Don't. Yeah, let's not have people in studio.
I don't even know. What the, like, I don't even know what I saw when I'm driving around. Like, all these weird things and people and creatures and stuff. Like, I don't know anything about that. But even in the queue, when you're in line for 3 hours, you walk through, like, different castles and like, areas with sorcerers and...
Nerd!
I'm not a nerd, but I loved it. It was awesome. Waterworld? Trash. Pure trash. Yeah, you're right. I think that might have actually been one of the biggest Hollywood busts ever, though. It might have been that Waterworld. I remember at the time it was. What was that out of space? They did an outer space movie where they got a bunch of big names together and tried to build a movie, and that was trash.
Well, according to you, that's Star Wars.
Yeah, but that's it. The new ones with the the ones where they fly around in flying saucers and have robots that roll around.
That's, oh, batteries not included.
That looked like basketball. No, that was actually a bust. That was actually a good movie.
Just because Kim Basinger was in it.
Donnie, honey.
Wait, Basinger was in Batteries Not Included?
Wasn't she? There was some.
No, that was Jessica Tandy.
Jessica Tandy was not Batteries Not Included.
Well, yeah, she's the main character.
Yes, she was.
Yes.
She really?
Yeah.
Yes. And so was
Jessica Tandy.
Hey, and so was the guy.
Elizabeth Pena.
So was the guy that was in Short Circuit that played I don't remember if he was Iranian or I can't remember. Do you remember the Johnny Five's handler?
Yeah, no, he's
Steve Guttenberg?
Yes. No. No. No.
I'm not seeing any of those dudes show up on here.
A lot of people are responding and they're saying Cats.
Oh yeah, that was a mess. And by the way, like I have my wife and I, we went to Cats. It was down at Tuacon, like 10 years ago.
The Broadway?
Yeah, it was down at Tuacon. And we weren't, we'd heard of Cats. We heard it was really popular. And about midway through that crap, I was like, are you liking this? She's like, no. And we're like, we're out. Let's go. Because this is straight trash.
The Broadway production?
Play of Cats.
It's the longest running Broadway production.
I know, and it's awful. Have you watched it?
No.
Oh, my gosh, it's horrible.
I just know we got that song Memories from it.
I know, but it's just a bunch of...
It's really that dumb?
It's awful.
I
And you know I like that stuff, right? Like, I like theater, and I'll go... But that was, I'm halfway through that thing. I'm like, this is popular? People like this?
Well, I was shocked that anybody could watch the preview of Cats and see that dopey British guy dressed as a cat and think, oh, I gotta see that. You know that British talk show guy?
Oh, is it, what's his name? I can't stand him either. The took over, comes on after...
He's the main cat guy, I think.
Yeah.
And I thought, how can anybody see that and be like, oh, I got to see that?
I don't know why anybody watches that show, period.
The guy that does the singing?
Yeah, the carpool karaoke.
Oh.
That guy. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Carter?
James something.
Oh, John Carter is the name of this other movie. So, Ute Shasta said 2012.
James Carradine?
John Carter lost $225 million after production and marketing. John Carter? Do you guys ever remember?
I don't even remember that movie.
A show called John Carter?
Nope.
Oh, unfortunately.
I know John Carter, the radio host. He's a good friend. I like that guy.
Unfortunately, yeah, it was not good.
But you know what he's talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
Nobody can tell me that those first two comeback movies for Star Wars, nobody can tell me that those weren't huge flops. They don't even include them.
Financially... They were printing money on those movies.
Are you talking about the ones where...
With the little kid and what's his name? Jar Jar?
Anakin and Jar Jar.
Those made like billions of dollars. Yeah, no, they were...
I'll research that. There's no way. They won't even include... what's her name from The Professional?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Lloyd, you know the girl from the movie The Professional?
Yeah, Portman.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman was all kinds of hurt because they didn't include her in or the movies that she was in like some Star Wars review thing. She was all hurt about it.
So episode one, A Phantom Menace.
That would have come out in what, 1999?
Yeah,
2000?
Right around there, yeah.
Somewhere in there?
Let's see. Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to find how much money it made.
Or lost.
No. Let's see. It broke Jurassic Park's record for the largest single-day gross, taking $28 million in the opening day alone. It became the quickest film to reach $200 million and $300 million. It was the 1999's most successful financial film, staying in the top 10 until August 5th, earning $431 million. Box Office Mojo estimates the film sold over 84 million tickets in the United States in its initial theatric run. So yeah, it did all right.
Are you talking? This is the one you're talking about with Ewan McGregor?
With Jar Jar, yep. Me so hungry. The worldwide box office gross exceeded $1 billion.
Oh, well. I mean, I'm not right on everything.
You're such an idiot. Well, when in Rome.
I've missed a couple. Missed on
Can't
a couple
be right
things.
All the time.
Holy cow, that thing made a lot of money.
And it was a trash. But here's the thing, I agree with you. It was a trash movie.
Nobody thinks of that as a good movie, though, right?
Nobody watches that movie.
I'm not a Star Wars guy at all anyways. Like, I hate the whole franchise. But nobody thinks, even if Star Wars people don't like that, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Was it two of them that they refused to? Like, it's the Rocky Five of the trilogy.
No. I think the ones that they got upset about was the last batch. So, let's see. You got 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 5, 6. It was, like, 8, where Princess Leia is, like, flying in space. And I'm not even joking about that. I'm not making, like, a... She gets blown up in a ship, and then she flies back in through space into another ship.
Does she have the Force?
I think that's what they're implying. And so that's what people got really fired up about. They thought that sucked.
Didn't Carrie Fisher pass away in the middle of filming?
Yeah, which is like, hey, look, they blew up her ship. That's a real easy way to, like, write her off because she was dead.
But no.
They're like, no.
They brought her right back
gonna
in.
She's going to fly right back into the ship. Like, she was like, she even, like, did, like, the whole Superman thing. It was really weird.
No. I'm not buying it because you told me Yoda and Chewbacca had a baby together.
No,
that one.
She.
I'm not buying your garbage anymore. I was so bugged by that.
But her sister
flew in there.
Come on, Lawrence.
I can't be. I can't. I don't think
is this like the time the UFO flew into your front room.
She. I don't think she did the Superman pose.
I don't
pose,
know if we needed to talk about that
did.
On the air.
She did fly.
She did fly. Huh. Yes.
Oh, you believe Lloyd?
Well, yeah, because he's not the one that told me Yoda and Chewbacca had a baby.
I said it was a love triangle with Leia.
which made it even worse. Because in my mind, I'm like, isn't Yoda like 120 some odd years?
Very virile for a... Yeah.
By the way, this was a preview for the Movie Zone, this segment.
Oh, man. We apologize.
It's a Friday, folks. We're sorry.
Yeah, we apologize. I know we've gotten off the tracks a little bit. We were going to talk about the NBA Finals that are coming up. So really quickly, really briefly, Scotty, coming back on Monday, are we talking about a Suns 3-2 lead or a Bucks 3-2 lead?
I got to go Suns 3-2 lead, right?
I am. Phoenix a 4-point favorite. I think that they go back to Phoenix. And I think Phoenix really levels things out. I will tell you, if Milwaukee sneaks out a win in Phoenix in game 5.
It's game 6.
Game 6, it's probably over for Milwaukee. I don't think that that's going to happen. I think that the Suns are going to win, Milwaukee will get a win, and game 7, which I've believed ever since game 1, will be Milwaukee's. I hope that comes true, man, because I'm pretty passionate about that one. Giannis is a very difficult individual to handle on a basketball court.
Yeah. All right. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Who would that championship be more meaningful to, Giannis or Chris Paul?
Probably Chris Paul.
Because Giannis has 2 MVPs.
Yeah, and he's still relatively young compared to Chris Paul. Chris is looking at this like, I will never get this chance ever again.
You're right. Giannis is 26, I think. Or did he turn 27? I think Giannis is 26.
Yeah. So he's got plenty of years left in the tank. Chris, not so much. All right, Chase is with us once again. We are live hanging out with, look, there's so many things going on right now in the world, here in Utah, where the drought is causing all kinds of problems. And there's a lot of people out there realizing, okay, I've got my business property or I've got my apartment complex. You manage a commercial property. You're worried about irrigation, making sure your lawn doesn't look like it's the Sahara Desert, but also making sure that you're also being responsible. And Smart Rain is going to help make that happen, Chase, where you can walk that line mm-hmm. with responsible irrigation, but also making sure that you don't have the crusty grass with the morning glory all over the place. Like, you want it to look nice, too.
Yeah, you know the drought's not just in Utah, just so we're clear. I mean, yeah. It's the whole West Coast, you know. I mean, even Florida's got a drought going on right now. So, you know, there might be some listeners that are, you know, streaming or whatnot. And so it applies to everybody nationally. You know, Smart Rain really does have a robust system that makes it easy to use. And one thing I wanted to bring up is that we partner with a lot of different landscapers out there. And so we do have a landscaper referral program. So where if we work with the landscapers or if they actually, you know, pitch our product, you know, we have different programs where we can kind of incentivize them to help put these on their property to make their life easier. And so they can really be at seven places at one time to really make their labor hours go down and their sanity too.
Any issues whatsoever, and you have a specific account rep that's assigned to you 24/7.
Yeah, so we have a dedicated account manager for every customer to where they monitor their sites. And if they have a flow sensor attached to their controller, it'll alert them if there's a mainline break, a lateral line break, if a head's broken. It'll pretty much notify us and them, you know, just through the app.
The other element to this too is you're not ripping out your whole irrigation system. It's a plug and play. You've got your system in place. This thing is just going to help monitor everything and automate everything.
Yeah, everything you can keep the same, you know, with your property. We just would swap out controllers. You know, we've seen some properties have old dial, you know, controllers, and they're not, you know, they're making it harder on themselves, and they're not using their water properly. So there's a lot of, you know, intricate, more advanced, you know, programs and systems that this can do to make it so it's easier and it helps, you know, manage the water better.
I was thinking about all the different church property managers or school property managers, or, you know, maybe you've got landscapers that are continually in charge of mm-hmm. the management of those systems. All of these people are perfect candidates to check in on this thing. And look, if you like it, if you come in and you like what you see, which you will, I guarantee it, then the first 10 callers, you're going to get a free system put into what, you know, however many you need put mm-hmm. into your system so that you can run this.
Yeah, and this is the first time I've ever seen us do this promotion. So really, it is a promotion of a lifetime, to be honest, you know, and we're here to help water conservation and save, you know, commercial properties money. So give us a call. Go to smartrain.net. You know, we have people on the live chat that will chat with you. If you want a more robust kind of deep dive into the controller, we have business development managers who will walk you through it, do a little presentation, show you how the app works, you know, show you how the controller works in itself. And we do a training as often as they need it for a landscaper, a property manager, a facilities manager, a superintendent for, you know, school, whatever it might be. We do on-site stuff, so.
Let's go. 877-346-3333. That's 877-346-3333. Or you can go to smartrain.com. Hit the chat function. You can chat with somebody directly. Again, not somebody, you know, not a bot 2,000 miles away. This is a Utah guy that's going to talk to you and let you know what's going on.
Absolutely.
877-346-3333 right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Top 60 and 60 is back on the Zone Sports Network. Get your college football fix every day at 1:30 as the Zone counts you down to the start of the 2021 season by listing off the top 60 players in the state of Utah as voted on by the local media. You'll also hear from the coaches as they talk about the players that will impact their season the most. It's the Top 60 and 60, weekdays at 1:30, presented by Cypress Credit Union and ICON on your home of the best college football coverage in Utah. 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. We'll be right back.
97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard.
Can't hate against a little rage. Getting ready for the weekend.
No, not at all. Get you in a good place into the weekend.
This is always on the play set, getting ready for a game.
Yeah.
This and Gwen Stefani's Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Wait a minute, really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Bananas.
But that was a little bit later in my career. That was through my AFL.
Wait, you're being serious? Like, that would be a pump you up song?
What's the Rage Against the Machine?
No, the...
Gwen. Bananas, yes.
So, like, all right, let's go. And you're like, let's fire it up.
Yeah, when the drum line comes, the drum line comes on and it's...
Hey, I'm not hating. I'm just, I can't, like, I've got what I'm thinking in my head, and that doesn't translate into going out and matching up against some, 320-pound defensive tackle.
It helped me.
Hey, whatever helped.
It juiced me up. I remember when the iPods were just coming out, probably 2005 or 6. Do you remember the iPod, the original?
Oh, yeah, with the wheel on it.
And do you remember the iPod shuffles?
Oh, yeah, the little ones, yeah.
The little ones?
Yeah.
They gave all of us in the league, they gave us these new, brand new, devices that you could put music on that are little and you can store. And I just remember thinking, what in the world? Where are we in the world of technology that all the music can be held on this thing?
I can store 1,000 songs on here.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so I loaded it up with, Kenny Rogers. But then I had it loaded with some Gwen Stefani stuff. The Banana song always got me pumped up.
Do you have the Banana song, Lloyd?
Yeah, it's a great song. You know what song I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
The drum line. It's actually a really good song to get you juiced up for a game.
It's not called Bananas, is it?
I think it is.
Is it called Bananas?
Yeah, I think it is. But there's an edited version and an unedited version.
Oh, does she use some bad language?
Yeah, because the whole time she says, "This beep is Bananas." Remember, the beep?
It's Hollaback Girl.
That's it, the Hollaback Girl. Hollaback Girl.
Looking for Bananas, I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, it's the Hollaback Girl.
Do you know she misspells it, right?
Hollaback?
No, Bananas.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
She spells B-A-N-A-N-A-S. It's actually B-A-N-N-A-N-A-S.
Did she know she misspelled it?
I don't know, but...
Wait, oh no, this is shocking to me. She misspelled Bananas in her song?
Well, I mean, she needed to get... She probably didn't have room for that extra N, so she's like, hey, is anybody going to really notice?
Oh, I think everybody had noticed that. Yeah, see? Look at this drum line. Tell me this doesn't get you pumped up for a game.
All right, I'm with you on this.
There you go. It is edited. Good job. Yeah. This is it. It got me pumped up.
Hollaback Girl.
Yeah.
You're ready. Like, let's go. I'm no Hollaback Girl. Let's go.
I don't know what it is about it.
All right. We're late. We got to get to it. Top 60 and 60. Interesting. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this one. It is number 35.
This is the Top 60 and 60. As The Zone counts you down to the start of the 2021 college football season.
We're gonna have a good time.
And now, it's time for today's selection. Another transfer player makes the list of 60 as our next selection started his career at LSU, but has now found his way to the Hill for an opportunity to be the featured running back for the Utes. At number 35 from the University of Utah, 5'11", 215-pound running back, Chris Curry. University of Utah head coach, Kyle Whittingham.
Chris Curry, the guy that we got out of the portal this year from LSU. We're excited about what he adds to the running back room. Big, powerful back that is a very physical runner.
This is the Top 60 and 60, presented by Cypress Credit Union and Icon on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Chris Curry checking in at number 35 in your top 60 in 60, the LSU transfer. Last year in 9 games, had 45 carries for 145 yards, no touchdowns. The year before that, 37 carries, 186 yards, and no score. No scores in that one. And then only had, 8 carries for 8 yards as a freshman. So that is, so he has not had a ton of production. I would have probably, in my rankings, had TJ, if you're going to rank the two, I would have had TJ Pledger ahead of Chris Curry as far as your running back transfers. But both those guys are going to come in and have an opportunity to take over that job.
Here's I'm just watching some of these clips of him. And pretty compact back.
Yeah.
When we were watching TJ Pledger, Pledger's highlights are more, I think, are more impressive.
Yeah, this guy doesn't go down easy, though.
It's almost like he's choosing when he wants to go down.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to go down, you're watching him fight through 5 or 6 tackles.
It's funny, you got that Peach Bowl from not last year, but in 2019, and you had your two running backs now at Utah that saw time in that game against each other, Chris Curry and TJ Pledger.
I think that that's a little bit of glut of wealth right there. I think that they've got plenty of guys to get them through. I mean, that's three really good running backs between Mackay, Pledger, and Curry. And I'm just watching him. He looks very sturdy, very durable, breaks off a tackle. He's going to come in with confidence. Well, both those guys are. You know, they transfer out of very prominent running back universities.
Yes.
You know, both Oklahoma and LSU have produced some of the best running backs in football, college football, but also NFL history. So I'm excited to watch him. I expect good things out of him. My gut tells me we're going to see some rotation early on in the season where they're going to give Pledger and Curry an opportunity to go grab that and then be the 25, 28 carry back. But to start out of the gates, you know, whether it's Weber State or moving even into the rivalry game, I think that they're going to allow these guys to establish that name and catch their eye, because it feels like Utah, over the years that I've been covering them on air, it feels like they love to discover a player in games. They don't typically discover them in practice.
That's a great point. It's a really good point. All right. It is not a total recall day. It is a Friday, which means it's a happy hour Friday. And even that is brought to you by Angora Solutions. From concept to product launch, Angora can help you build a stable revenue stream via your own Amazon e-commerce platform. Find out more at angora.solutions. Well, look, Lloyd is a lot of things, but he's also, for the most part, pretty honest. Well, I don't know about that. But he did say this could very well end up being a happy hour segment when it happened, and he was right. It was you, me, and the play-by-play voice of the Oregon State Beavers talking about the Corvallis weather. And here's that conversation in happy hour.
Did Corvallis escape that nasty heat wave that hit the northwest, or did you guys get it?
Yeah, we got it. The record, I mean, it was 117 degrees to the north of us. We settled in at 111.
Jeez.
But the 111 broke all-time records for heat in the Mid-Valley and Corvallis, and 117 in Salem, just up the road in the state capital. Unbelievable, that heat dome that occurred.
I will tell you, we've got some smoke cover, and our news directors are telling us that it's coming from Oregon. Are you guys okay over there?
You know, so far here in the Mid-Valley we are. There are some wildfires burning, but apparently the winds are going the other way. You know, last summer, the year of 2020 for all of us will never be forgotten for a lot of reasons, but in late summer, we were socked in for nearly 2 weeks with smoke from fires coming from all over, and here in the valley, there was just no escaping it. And even the Oregon coast, which is usually, it's only an hour from Corvallis, we can get to the beach and get on the coast, but there was no escaping there either. There was no avenue or route to get to anywhere where there was clear, breathable air, really. And so I'm sorry you guys are dealing with that. That's miserable.
It is miserable, and that segment was miserable.
We apologize.
I'm so bored.
Oh, man. Holy cow. It makes it a little more entertaining when we sound completely inebriated, but I didn't realize we talked weather and smoke that long.
Holy smokes. By the way, this is what happens when you Google something wrong, is that apparently Gwen Stefani and the bananas thing, I was wrong on that.
You were close though. There are two ends. There are two ends, but it's on the other
on the
side.
Back
of the
end, yeah.
So it's BANANAS. I don't know how we got that wrong.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, you look at Google and it just.
So you said BANNA.
Yeah, no. See, look, I'll even show you the Google thing that
let me look,
because I just pulled it up and it said.
Oh yeah, right there.
On. It said. Gwen then spells the fruit BANNBANANAS, but you know, here's what happened. It was I was just looking at Steve Colbert had her on the show and said, no, it's actually BANNANAS. So when I looked at that really quickly, I was wrong. And then, but turns out both of them are wrong. It's BANANAS.
Yes. Yeah. I will tell you, we've got some smoke cover, and our news directors are telling us that it's coming from Oregon. Well, that would hold on though, Lloyd. That was the week that our whole valley was filled with smoke, and everybody was coughing. That was big news, and it was coming from Oregon. That's why I asked him.
Let's leave it to the weather directors.
Okay. Well. Just saying.
Man, people get really upset when you misspell bananas.
Well, we apologize. So yeah. We missed the N on one side of the
A.
Yeah,
so we missed the N on the back end. It's BANANNAS.
All right.
All right, we got it now. Sorry.
Shutting off Twitter now.
Eesh.
Well, I felt like the weather and the smoke was relevant, Scotty. I'm sticking by it, man.
I think so, too. And
for the end of the interview, sure, yeah. Fine, whatever.
It was not the first 5 minutes. It was the first.
Mind you didn't get me juiced up for football.
Lloyd, for the most part, kind of steps back in the interviews and just kind of lets us do our thing. But that one's like, well, you guys shut up about the weather and move on. And now that we heard it back in happy hour, you may have had a point.
I hate
there.
To admit it.
You may have had a point.
But the smoke really was a story. It was really important. I mean, people were struggling to breathe in that time that we had that interview.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Current events. I mean, come on. Big story. All right. Wrap things up. Get you ready for the big show straight ahead right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
I never thought Notre Dame would ever play the home game. It owes BYU.
Be a reason.
They're Notre Dame. They don't really have to.
But why'd they sign the contract in the first place? They're supposed to hold up your end of the deal. One time I went to Ocean City with a bunch of my friends. A bunch of people were walking by. And we got to change into our beach gear. And so a couple of the guys were holding towels up. All of a sudden, one of them dropped the towel. You're not holding up your end of the deal here. We held up the towel for you. Now Notre Dame is dropping the towel. And there BYU sits naked as can be.
Oh, that was a long way to go to get there.
was.
I gotta admit, that was pretty lame.
Way to go.
But the point is, Notre Dame should live up to that deal.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, wrapping up another edition of the show right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Got big plans this weekend?
Just a lot of sports stuff. A lot of sports stuff. Watching the Miesha Tate fight coming up tomorrow evening. Watching the Bucks and the Suns coming up tomorrow night as well. Remember, that's a 7 o'clock tip on ABC. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to spend a lot of time watching the Open. Unless Lou stays and runs away with this thing and carries a 5 or 6 stroke lead on Sunday, then I don't tune into golf to watch somebody dominate the course and tear it apart and everybody else apart. I tune in because I want to see good competition.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I want to see a guy have to make a 12-foot putt where another guy is in the clubhouse with a 1 stroke lead and he's got to make that 12 foot for birdie to push the playoff. That's my ultimate golf viewing experience. Not some guy that's like, now he's 8 strokes. Now he's 9 and 10. How many can he beat the field by? I don't care. I'll turn it off.
By the way, just I saw this from the Utah Amateur is going, Utah State Amateur is going on. And there's a guy by the name of Dan Horner who actually won the Utah State Am back in 2008. He was down two with two to play. So is this match play? I'm not sure if the Utah State Amateur is match play or not. But imagine being down two with two to go.
Yeah, that would be match. Well, no, that could be stroke play.
It could be stroke play too. Anyway, he eagles 17, birdies 18 to force a playoff and then wins to go into the quarterfinals.
Eagle birdie to finish.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for him.
And the birdie that he hit, the putt was about 25 feet to get the birdie and then to force the playoff, to which he wins and then advances.
That's like your guy, John Rahm, when he hit those 230-plus footers to push and to get the win. But I'll be watching a lot of that. How about you? What does your weekend look like?
I got a little get-together coming up tomorrow with the Utah State broadcast crew. You're doing a little barbecuing.
That's fun, man. Everybody's going to bring their families and have some fun.
We're going to have some fun.
Awesome. Zajay bringing his family?
I told him to bring the missus.
Did you?
I don't know if there's a – well, never mind. I probably should speculate on that. But
did you invite, like, the coaches and stuff? Or
no, just a broadcast crew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that'll be fun to get the guys together, talk a little bit about the upcoming season.
People are still fighting with us on how to spell bananas on Twitter, and I just...
Well, come on, man.
Google it. It's B-A-N-A-N-N-A-S. Google it. It's not that hard. Google it. Jeez.
Yeah, how about you Google it?
Yeah, don't tell us to Google it. You Google it.
Yeah, and you will find that you are wrong.
Yes, something like that. All right, Hans and Scotty Robbs with us one last time as we're live here in studio. Smart Rain has done such a tremendous job. And again, if you've called in and it's been a little busy, keep trying because they'll get you squared away. 877-346-3333. But Rob, let's talk about these controllers, man. You are giving away here for just a very limited amount of time. If you can sneak in and you want to close one of those, be one of the first 10 people to close, you've got a free controller for the property, and if they need multiple controllers, you'll throw in multiple free controllers for each property.
That is correct. Yep. We're filling up whatever property calls in. And actually, from conversations from the office, they've said that looks like we've got 10 people that have called in. So
we're full.
So the president has told me to extend it through the end of the day. So if you call in through the end of the day today, You can still take advantage of that. So
you're going to leave that open.
We're going to leave it open.
So we don't want to get you.
We're not capping it at the 10. We will. If you can call in today to take advantage of the free controller for your property, or free controllers for your property, you will get it today. But you have to call today before close, which is 5 o'clock.
Now this is mainly for commercial property. We just heard that a residential property that's got like an acre and a half and 40 zones. He called in, and that would qualify, but yes. But those residential properties are few and far between.
Yes.
We're talking about businesses, parks, schools, things like that.
That's right.
Did that person have a grumbly voice and talk about random, obscure things and act a little childish?
We were trying to check if it was Monson.
We were trying to be a little bit more vague, but yeah.
Hey, say how it is, right? Say how
yeah.
it is.
I mean, if he went by Chester too, that would still qualify.
He did say he drove a nice car.
Yeah.
We did hear that.
That was Gordon. Yeah. You just sold one to Gordon.
I'm Gordon Monson.
I have 40 zones and a nice car.
No, but please, if you're out there and you're looking to conserve, save money, we're talking about thousands of dollars, guys, thousands of dollars. Please call, check in. You even get a return on investment spreadsheet that shows you what you can save in your water consumption over a five-year period.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, when all said and done, we're out there to save water. But the great thing about saving water is you save money when you do it.
Yep.
And with our controllers, we're making it easier. A lot more people can conserve a lot more water than we do, and we want to help make it that as easy as possible.
5 o'clock today.
5 o'clock today.
877-346-3333. Also want to emphasize, you can go to smartrain.net and then just go right onto the chat section, and you can chat with somebody here locally. They're from Utah, and they'll get you squared away as well. So you got two opportunities to get it done.
And they're all awesome.
They are all awesome. You guys are as well, man. We appreciate it. This has been
both
a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. It was fun.
All right. This is 97.5 1280 The Zone. Big show out at the warehouse coming up next.